Sota Perek Tes Mishnah Vav 9:6. The Mishnah continues to describe the procedure of the Egla Rufa. It says Zikne Osa Ir, the elders of that city, meaning the members of the Bezdin of the city which was measured closest to the corpse, Rochatzen Es Yadein B'Maim B'Mkom Arifa Shel Egla. They washed their hands with water in the place where the calf was beheaded. Va'omrim, and they say, and this thing they say is a direct quote from the Pasuk, and this is, recall how we got into the topic in the first place, this must be said exactly in Lashon HaKodesh, as it says in the Pasuk here, Yadenu lo shafchu es hadam hazeh ve'inenu lo ro'u, which means literally, our hands did not spill this blood, and our eyes did not see. So the Mishnah comments right away, V'chi al da'atenu alsa, could we possibly imagine, shezikne vezdin shofche damhen, that the members of the Bezdin are the murderers, literally? Ella, of course not. Shalo vali adeno, the pshat is he never came before us, meaning we weren't aware of him. Ufat runhu below mazon, and we dismissed him, we dispatched him without any food. If we would have known he needed food, we would have provided for him. Below inuhu, and we didn't see him. Vihinachnuhu below levaya, and then we just let him go without a proper escort, meaning we had not been aware of any this person's material needs to provide him with food. If we knew he was short of food, which perhaps would have led him to sort of, out of desperation without food, turn to some sort of a criminal activity, and then he ended up getting killed because, you know, he tried to hold somebody up, let's say, or he needed a levaya, an escort. This is more like his, I'll call it his emotional needs. The different approach to the mefarshim, what's going on over here, since Bapashtus, there's no requirement to escort a person from travel from your local town to the next town over. But the thought is if people, let's say, for example, if the murderers saw him going by himself, so they think no one's going to care about him and there's no consequences for attacking him, whereas if they'd have seen him escorted people, they would have thought, oh gosh, this person has, you know, friends and family, people who would avenge his death and so on. Or perhaps the person who leaves with an escort, even if it's just Dalaramos, so he feels, you know, someone's got his back, he's not alone in the world, and therefore he holds his head up high and his shoulders, you know, square, which would make him less of a target. The Maharal learns it's more like that he has some sort of divine protection as being part of Klal Yisrael, and if he's abandoned from that, he doesn't get that kind of protection. Whatever the case is, the point here is that the Bezdin are saying, this isn't our fault. We didn't do something for which we could be at least indirectly responsible, even for the death of this person. Now, worth pointing out, if in fact they did, let's say, see this guy and they didn't provide for his needs, they certainly could not make this declaration, okay? I have no doubt about that. The question is what happens with the Egla Rufa in general. If the Bezdin can't make the declaration, that's a question. In any case, the Mishnah continues on and it says, V'ha-Kohanim Omrim. Now, the Kohanim say the following. This is now explaining the next verse of the Torah. I'm going to remind you that Psukim Zayin and Ches, those like near the end psukim of the parsha here, if you read them straight, it's not clear that the Kohanim are getting involved or how they're getting involved. And that being the case, the Mishnah is explaining to you that the first verse, meaning verse 7, Pasuk Zayin, was said by the Bezdin of the city, and then verse 8 was the script for the Kohanim. Because if you read it directly, it says, Va'anu va'amru, they speak up saying, and that is really the, remember, Gezer HaShavah, telling it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. And then it reads straight, Yadenu l'shavchu es adam hazeh, v'ninu l'ra'u, kaper l'amcha Yisrael asher b'disa Hashem. Then I sort of segued into Pasuk Kes, atone for your people, forgive your people, Israel who you redeemed. So there's no indication that the speaker is transitioning from members of the local Bezdin to the Kohanim. But because several verses before in Pasuk Hey, it had said, v'nikshu Kohanim b'nei Levi, the Kohanim, the descendants of Levi should approach, and it's not clear what their role is, so the Mishnah here is telling us their role is to say the following declaration, and that declaration also must be done in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew specifically, as the Pasuk says. So they say, so the Mishnah says inside, V'Kohanim Omrim, it's the Kohanim who say, Kaper Lamcha Yisrael Asher Padisa Hashem, atone for your nation Israel, who you redeemed Hashem, Val Titen Dam Naki Bekerem Amcha Yisrael, and don't place the guilt of dam naki, of innocent blood, bekerav amcha, in the midst of your nation, Israel. End quote. Although there are three more words in the pasuk of Pasuk Ches, the Mishnah here says that's, they don't say that explicitly. Rather, lo hayu tzrichin lamar, there was no need for the Kohanim to hear those last two words, which are v'nikaper lehem hadam, and the blood will atone for them, because that's not part of the script for the Kohanim. Rather, Ella says the Mishnah, ruach hakodesh mevasartan, it's the pasuk is saying, like Hashem is telling them, so to speak, the Torah is telling them, if you do this procedure, make this declaration, then you'll be atoned for the blood that was spilt. Amasai, and now when do they get this atonement? Sheta'asu kacha hadam miskaper lehem. When you, in fact, do what you're supposed to do, meaning the description of the procedure of the eglarufa, then the blood of the innocent victim will be atoned for in terms of the national need to get atonement. So that will, the eglarufa will solve that problem. The next mission will discuss the point that even though we're getting some atonement through this procedure, if the murderer is found, we have to still bring him to justice. He doesn't get atonement through this procedure, just the rest of us that do.